whatever you do, don't change your birth year to 2007 on Twitter.
And this is actually as of March 27th, 2019, so this is pretty fucking recent.
Recent. I'm assuming that you don't want to change it because then you'd be too young for Twitter?
Yes. So okay. If you go down, you were promised a new timeline color options. You end up getting blocked from the social networking site. So people spreading false information. They say, hey, if you change your birthday to 2007, you get all the old nostalgic Twitter looks. It's actually fire. So someone that's basically probably a bot just spreading misinformation. Maybe this person actually exists.
So basically these people are like, yo, if you change your birthday on Twitter to 2007, you get all kinds of cool shit.
By U.S. law, you have to be at least 13 to access these platforms.
Right. So if you actually do that, Twitter's like, oh, no, you're too young for Twitter.
You're 12.
And it kicks you off the site.
Oh, man, I just had an authoritarian fucking, like, streak run through me, dude. I think that you should have to be 18.
Yeah.
Or older to do these fucking sites. And I think, dude, I don't want to take away kids'
Grandpa
access.
Paul.
But I think there needs to be like a Kinder Twitter or some shit. Like a little like training social media platform where all the fucking little children are at.
Oh, you kids, get off Paul's lawn!
Yeah, get off of my lawn, you little motherfuckers.
Paul, we're going to buy you a walker, dude.
I'm fine with it. I want one. Give it to me.
Here's a person who fell for it. Fell for the oldest trick in the book. Is it really the oldest? It's kind of a really new trick in the book. Changed my birth year to 2007 because of some tweet that said your Twitter changes color and got suspended for some hours for being below 13 years.
Stupid ass. This is a rather harmless hoax, though, honestly, so in the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, all you've really done is take away Twitter from somebody, so...
But the viral element here, so it seems that the viral lie stems from a tweet sent Money Evening that received more than 20,000 retweets and 37,000 likes.
Mm.
The tweet said that changing your birth year makes your Twitter feed all colorful.
Cool.
And, of course, Twitter, which, you know, and look at this. So there's about 1,800 likes here, but compare that to the lie. 20,000 retweets, 37,000 likes, and Twitter basically
so the misinformation completely drowns out the attempt to counter it from the source.
And no one's even looking at this anyways, right. And no one's retweeting this because who gives a shit about
nobody
this?
Follows Twitter support.
Yeah, it's just like, dude, hey, well, you heard what Twitter support's tweeted lately? Yeah, no one said no one ever. No one gives a shit.
No Twitter support's latest super viral tweet.
That's ridiculous.
Like, if Twitter wants to convey something to you that's important, couldn't they just, like, put it on the top of the site or something?
Yes,
like,
they should have the ability to
send
a tweet.
Yeah, like, we're pinning
everybody.
A tweet to the top of everybody's fucking Twitter feed, letting them know, hey, there's some misinformation going around about this. Don't do it, because it's stupid.
Well, I mean, at this point on the platform, and like, maybe they could do that for, like, site things, like Twitter, like you know, hoaxes like this. But, I mean, there's so much false information on Twitter.
Yeah, there's, you know. Like, but, I mean, this is a thing that relates to
sure.
Twitter.
No, I agree
so,
with
I mean,
you on
like,
that.
It seems like this instance would be a time to break that out. But
I actually support this hoax because at the end result was less dumb people and less kids pretending to be older than 13 years old on Twitter. So fuck it. Yeah, I support. We should do this again.
Paul wants a new version of this.
Paul actually supports the hoax. Okay, well, I did not expect that take, but fair enough.
Let's keep these fucking hoaxes rolling, folks.
Yeah, let's let them roll.
Keep the good hoax roll. All right. So
another one. This is a classic.
Delete system 32.
This is a
dude.
Classic fucking scam that people just fell for forever. So about delete system 32 is a popular trolling scheme used to. I'm sorry, it's just so funny. I think about this. To hoax inexperienced PC users in deleting Microsoft Windows system directory called System 32. It's essential to the running of the Windows OS, and without it, the computer would not work at all. So here's the origin, which, of course, surprise, surprise, looks like it came from 4chan.
Yeah.
Shocking.
I mean, not shocking to no one. So the System 32 file originally appeared on Windows 2000. As a trolling scheme, System 32 is typically presented as a virus, and instructions are given to how to delete it without prompting a warning message. So it's basically when Windows is like, you don't want to do this, they just tell you, look, that's a virus thing.
Right.
You're actually going to go, you're going to bypass that.
Right.
So, of course, this spread through 4chan. Basically, knowing there's a bunch of idiots and old people and shit on the internet, they spread these, they basically go through social media and other sites posting, oh, protect yourself, protect yourself.
Oh, dude, look at this. I love this fucking shit. Okay, new fags, listen up. When Microsoft was first getting started, they knew they wouldn't make enough money just from the profits of their operating system. Everybody knows people pirate Windows, so they had to get creative. A guy named Chris Liddell came up with the idea to put a folder called System 32 in the Windows folder that literally slows down your machine on purpose. System 32 holds 32 gigabytes of deleted files, internet history, uninstalled programs, and other worthless crap that intentionally clogs up your machine. Why do they do it? Because Microsoft owns several PC cleaning tools, like TuneUp Utilities, Norton Antivirus, etc. More money for them. B isn't cool with that, however. Here's how to outsmart those assholes once and for all. And then he explains how to delete System 32.
Yeah, and people have fallen for this. There's slightly less destructive versions of this that I've run into, particularly in the early days of multiplayer online gaming. The Alt F4 thing was used a lot.
God, dude.
You know, Alt F4 on Windows force closes whatever the top, you know, app is. And so you'd be talking to somebody like, "Oh man, the match is real laggy," and you'd be like, "Dude, you just got to disable the whatever this graphical option. Just hit Alt F4, and then you know you'll see so and so has left the match." I mean, it still works. People still pull that on people in games, and it still works.
Yeah, you only fall for that once, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, Jesus.
Unless you're the president.
Unless you're the president of the United States of America.
The next one is just a common one I've seen for so long, which is pay to use Facebook.
Is Facebook implementing user fees? Facebook soon plans to charge fees to users of the social network.
So, Snopes, which is a site we're going to see a lot tonight, has rated this false. Because they're not
false.
Because that's
but
that's
Snopes
not how they make money.
Snopes is false, so it's this must be
hey,
true.
We're going to hear about that later.
Oh, okay.
So in December 2009, Facebook users were hit with yet another hoax when messages began circulating advising them that on June 30th, 2010, the popular social networking site would be instituting a monthly charge of $4.99 and entreating them to visit a particular Facebook group supposedly set up to protest the impending charge. Well, guess what? They just wanted you to join that group.
Let me guess.
It's just too easy.
Once they joined the Facebook group, they were barraged with advertisements and other assorted crap.
Never. Why would that happen, TJ? No, I actually remember running into this one. I don't use Facebook anymore, but I did probably in like 2008, 2009.
Yeah.
For a while.
Well, it says it was in December of 2009, so you probably ran into it around then.
I remember, well, it might have been later than that, but I remember I have a family member that's particularly into like conspiracy shit, and I remember her being.
And they were circulating this.
Oh, dude, so many people fell for this.
Yeah.
From Saturday morning, Facebook will become chargeable. If you have at least 10 contacts, send them this message. Wonder why they want to do that. In this way, we will see that you are an avid user. Your logo will become blue and will remain free. So it just basically they're just fucking tricking
you. So if you join this group, it'll magically make you not be charged.
Yeah, spread the bullshit quicker, and then guess what? You won't have to pay. So it's just getting idiots to spread information.
Yeah,
wow.
Or to conglomerate idiots on a Facebook page that then starts sending them ads for shit. Just a way to herd dumb people into a big ad space so that you can advertise shit that they don't want to them. It's like
so. This and here's another version. We'll move on. So now it's official. It has been published in the media.
No link.
Yeah, where's the link? Facebook has just released the entry price.
$9.10 just to keep your Facebook subscription.
Is that pounds? So $5.99 pound.
$5.99.
To keep your subscription of SAT is set to private. If you pay. How do people fall for this? If you paste this message on your page, it'll be offered free. I said paste, not share. If not tomorrow, all your posts can become public.
It's just like playing on people's obsession with Facebook. Because there are some people that just like live their whole fucking lives on it. And they're like, what?
I love these all caps ones, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes it look more official and more urgent as well.
Yeah, because now, like, you can ignore some bullshit with proper punctuation and shit, but this?
No.
How are you going to ignore this?
This is somebody that really wants you to know something's happening.
So there was a lot of different versions of this. So, like, basically a lot of hoaxers say, hey, look what these other hoaxers are doing. I'll do that same shit.
Well, you know, if you have a question about, is Facebook going to charge people money? Maybe there's a source. Maybe there's a place you could go to get a definitive answer. I actually was able to find that definitive answer. If you could pull up the net. Okay, so this is Facebook's help center.
Does it cost money to use Facebook? Is it true that Facebook is going to charge to use the site? No. Facebook is a free site. Of course it's a social media network that you have to pay to join. Like, unless there's some kind of super specialized service that it offers, or it's, like, exclusive to a very particular community or whatever. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
It would be the death knell of Facebook.
Right.
It's already hemorrhaging users.
No one even wants to be on Facebook anymore.
They're in no position
except
to charge for it. They're having trouble to get people using it for fucking just free. So it's just stupid.
The market for social media right now is totally saturated. And, like, look, when these platforms exploded, like, everyone wanted to be a part of it. You wanted as many friends as possible. And then people just kind of realized that these kinds are kind of destructive and give people this kind of warped perception of reality. And a lot of people have pulled off of social media. That's actually a trend with millennials. We're actually seeing now is the reverse. So it's like people couldn't adopt this stuff fast enough 10 years ago. Now people are actually saying, hey, maybe I shouldn't even be a part of these platforms anymore.
Yeah, this kind of sucks, actually.
And they do.
They do. They definitely
like
suck.
By and large, like name. Is there a social net a media network that you think you enjoy more than you detest using?
No.
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 I don't think there's one. If there wasn't like an actual like sort of business related need,
you wouldn't even be on them.
Maybe Twitter, but only because it's like it's just such a cesspool. But
I see redeeming things on Twitter, but it's very rarely from individual.
I think that my Twitter would look very different. If I was just using it for my own personal use, it probably would just be a news aggregator because that's basically what I almost want to use it for. But, you know, I end up making stupid tweets and getting in stupid Twitter arguments and bullshit.
Part of the problem, TJ.
We don't tip terrorists. What's this about?
So if you play this video here.
Okay.
Oh, waiter.
Hold on, I gotta turn it up.
Odessa restaurant has turned a bad on-the-job experience into a story of hope.
Okay, so even with the volume maxed out on this, it's really not hitting too hard.
Okay, we can.
So, is it necessary for we watch this? Or
he actually talks in the interview. So, if you maybe okay. move it forward to just that part.
Now, the
basically,
he served refused
dropped
Saturday night.
This is basically what he said happened.
Okay.
Some people came in to the restaurant. They didn't really leave him a tip. They just basically said, and they wrote on the top of the receipt, "We don't tip terrorists."
We don't tip terrorists.
And then this is him actually being.
I don't think your waiter is a terrorist, dude. And by the way, this happened on your birthday, Scotty.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
Scotty that did this. This was at Scotty's birthday party in 2018.
Paul.
We ate at this fucking place.
We're actually getting a Saltgrass Steakhouse around here.
Oh.
I never heard of it.
I'm banned from it because let's just hear
Paul, it has salt right in the name. How could you not eat there?
I ain't eating there because I employ a terrorist.
Oh, right. My heart just dropped. I didn't know what to say or think in that moment, but there's hurt there, Khalil said. Yeah, whatever, terrorist. Go back to Al-Qaeda, you son of a bitch. So wait, what? So these people did this. So why is this in the hoaxes? Did this not actually happen? Did he fake this?
Go down a little bit. So it said okay, right there. Khalil shared a photo of the receipt Facebook's on Saturday night, and since then it received more than 1,500 likes and more than 1,000 shares. The waiter says he shared the image because he wants to remind people that racism and hatred still exist.
Mm.
It was not about the money. It was never about the money. It's about shedding light on the issue. I feel very passionate about.
He's full of shit, isn't he? Because we wouldn't be covering this
I always love this part. When I was reading this article, this is my favorite part. I just had to think, what would Jesus do in the situation, he said.
Why? Lie, make up a lie.
Waiter under fire for false racism claims. Says he's sorry but has no reason. I know the reasons for his fucking actions.
So if you look here, you can actually see the hoax tips, like the receipt right here.
Right.
So, don't tip terrorists.
Don't tip no damn. We don't tip no fucking terrorists.
This basically gives you a short thing. According to local news sources, Khalil Cavill, his name has some fucking rhyme there, had been working as a waiter for the Saltgrass Steakhouse in Odessa, Texas. Until a July incident, an incident on July 14th ended it all. So basically just talking about the post again. So if you go down.
After a Twitter post, McVille went viral. His managers did some investigating and covered a fake story.
So these people that actually, he said, did this were actually banned from all Saltgrass restaurants in the U.S.
Wow.
The CEO of the company is like, this is not something at all right here. They're banned for life.
And they didn't even do it.
Yep. Then you go down. So this is actually just a screenshot of
the report he did and all this.
And this is actually the post.
Here's his big social media post. Last night at work, I received this note from one of my tables. At the moment, I didn't know what to think nor what to say. I was sick to my stomach. I shared this because I wanted people to understand that this racism and this hatred still exists. Although this is nothing new, it is still something that will test your faith. All day, I've had to remind myself that Jesus died for these people, too. I've decided to let this encourage me and fuel me to change the world the only way I know how. By lying to a bunch of people for social media points.
Also undermining the very thing that you're trying to fight against and giving ammunition to people that say that...
clearly he doesn't really give a shit, though. This is all about him. This is nothing about any sort of fucking... This is just... I need some way to virtue signal and some way to be a persecuted fucking victim, but I'm actually not, so I'll have to just make it up.
Yeah.
And how many times has it happened at this point?
So... they investigate. There's no credibility to his accusations, so he keeps scrolling down. So then, after further investigation, we have learned that our employee fabricated the entire story. The customer has been contacted and invited back to a restaurant to dine on us. Actually, fuck you, COO Terry Turner.
They should eat for free for life.
Yeah, seriously. What's it going to cost the Saltgrass Steakhouse to give these people... You know, anytime you come in, it's on us, and we're sorry for this stupid bullshit.
I mean, you know,
one fucking free meal. Oh, fuck you.
Yeah, I mean, like, at least give them a free meal a month or a week or something.
And the reason they rushed to judgment was because of the social media reaction.
Right.
So it's like these people were basically told, like, even though they did nothing, this guy made this up whole cloth. You're banned from this restaurant for life, and you're a piece of shit, basically. And how dare you do this racist bullshit?
Following their investigation, Cavill was terminated from his employment with the Saltgrass Steakhouse.
No
the
shit.
Official public statement addressed the issue and explained that there's no tolerance policy for racism and harassment. As a result, Cavill has since come forward with an apology as well.
Sorry, guys. Sorry I lied to everybody for no good reason. Oops, I accidentally made a hoax. Sorry.
Apologies. Cavill has since spoken. Where can I read his fucking apology?
The next one.
All right. In an interview with Odessa America, Cavill apologized to a reporter because I did lie to you. I did write it. I don't have an explanation. I made a mistake. There is no excuse for what I did.
Bullshit. There's been a bunch of news stories like this. And look, there's receipts that have gone viral for people just fucking making it rain on somebody. Like, I'm leaving this person that's normal, like a normal waiter, 20 grand because I'm rich.
It happens, yeah.
I mean, so this has just been a social media thing going on for a while. This guy saw an opportunity and is like, you know what? I bet you if I post
Listen to this. To make issues murkier, locals began a GoFundMe page to raise funds for Cavill after the initial false report of racism. In fact, they managed to raise almost $1,000 for Cavill in the hopes to help him pay for his schooling after they believed he had been the victim of racism.
Wow. So he was already cashing in on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I guess he returned the money when he was exposed.
Obviously. I'm sure GoFundMe demanded it.
All right, here's more from him. I'm sorry. I deeply made a huge, big mistake.
that's well, weird.
I'm in the process of, yeah.
Did Donald Trump make this?
Of getting
I'm
that.
Sorry. I made a huge, big mistake.
Huge.
I deeply made a huge, big mistake.
Made a huge, big mistake.
Didn't just surface level make a big mistake. He made it deep.
I made a big Saltgrass mistake house.
So I found out how many times this has been shared. So Cavill's post garnered more than 27,000 reactions.
27,000.
More than 21,000 shares. Many condemned the customer's actions. Some people even offered to pay the tip.
Fuck this shit, man.
Dude, man, wow.
What a piece of shit. What a total turd of a human being.